been finishing at the block much better. She actually struggled quite a bit in the middle portion of this season, but she had a really nice bang to end it here, playing well on senior night, playing well tonight, played well at Kirksville as well in a victory. So she'll be one to be missed. She's been such a good shooter from day one, and at that height, really eager to see how she'll transition to the collegiate level.
14 for Mary Billington, and that was it. I mean, there's 35 of your 43 points, two for Oliver, two for Boffman, two for Koenig, and two for Mark.
And Billington really didn't even pick up her game until the fourth quarter, and a lot of gimmies missed underneath by other girls throughout. It was just a tough one for Moberly.
Lady Spartans end the season 15-10. We'll catch up with Tony Vestal after the game. But coming up, the Moberly Spartan boys will take on Borgia. Eric has the call of that one coming up. Right.
As independent agents, the folks at PK Wise Agency in Moberly and Sellers Wise Insurance in Salisbury offer auto, home, business, life, and health insurance. Their experienced agents work on your behalf to find the right coverage at the best possible rate for you. When you have a claim, you have the backing of reliable, experienced agents. That's why area residents rely on PK Wise and Sellers Wise for all their insurance needs. Celebrating well over 100 years in business, your independent insurance agents at PK Wise and Sellers Wise put you first.
Men, are you getting ready to pop the question? Then you'll want to stop by and see Chris at Beat Craft Jewelers in downtown Moberly and let him introduce you to their beautiful selection of engagement and wedding rings, including platinum, white, yellow, gold, and silver. You can also browse through their catalogs, which have the latest and most trendy settings. Or better yet, let Beat Craft Jewelers custom design a wedding ring created specifically for her. If a wedding is in your future, get started on the right foot by stopping by Beat Craft Jewelers in downtown Moberly.
Back to Hannibal High School for Moberly and St. Francis Borgia in the second contest of our Moberly District semifinal doubleheader after the girls lost. It is Moberly and St. Francis Borgia. Borgia the 2 seed, Moberly the 3. Moberly 14-10 on the year. St. Francis Borgia comes in at 14-11. You'll hear from both coaches next here on 99.9 and CentralMoInfo.com.
Need an affordable meal deal for tonight's dinner? Sonic and Moberly would like for you to enjoy their Car Hop Classic, where you'll get a quarter-pound double cheeseburger and Sonic's famous tater tots for only $2.99. You'll receive a filling meal with a fuller pocket. Needing a delicious dessert to follow, how about a double-stuffed Oreo Blast to go? Sonic also has great treats such as Classic and Master Shakes, cones, sundaes, and more. Come by Sonic Drive-In in Moberly. The magic all happens when you push the red button. Proud supporters of the Moberly Spartans.
Chevy Buick GMC 2018 model closeout event going on now at Thomas Motors in Moberly.
Save thousands on 2018 model trucks, cars, SUVs, and crossovers. Hurry in and take yours home today or visit thomasmtrs.com. Thomas Motors in Moberly, your full-line GM dealer. Not all buyers will qualify for all rebates and incentives. See dealer for complete details.
Hannibal, you're the 2 seed here. You had a buy into the semifinals. What's made your team special this year?
I think we really play well as a team. Different people have come up and helped us in different games and in a variety of roles. We have two big kids inside, and there's some games that they just kind of dominate in there and it make it really tough for teams to handle and can really be tough on the boards. We have a couple guys that are really good three-point shooters, and they can certainly get hot. And we've got one of them that comes off the bench, Cole Weber, who does a good job on, shooting three and also in his role defensively. Our point guard continues to get better and does a good job of really getting this into our offense. And he does a great job in that fashion is Trent Struberg. Max Meyer, sophomore, the only sophomore in the starting lineup, that he shoots the ball extremely well and handles the ball well and has a lot of quickness. And so we count on him a lot. Then Alex Brinkman is kind of an all-around player. He's a really good defensive player. He'll hit the boards. He'll score going to the basket. So he does a lot a lot of good things for us.
Yeah, the first thing people say about Borges, you got a couple of 6'8 guys. Nobody left in the district has close to that size. How much of an advantage do those guys present for you?
Well, you know, it just depends on how hard they play. And, you know, they've had some great games, but had some games where people have guarded them pretty well. And, the other thing is for them to keep out of foul trouble because they play very aggressively. And so we hope that they can use that aggression to their benefit and not to our detriment, as there has been games where they've been in foul trouble. And having 2 6'8 guys is really, you know, a luxury that doesn't happen real often. So hopefully they'll have good games and will give us a chance in our district games.
Borgia head coach Dave Nyer with us pregame. What do you know about Moberly?
Well, I know they're a very talented team that, especially offensively, man, they can move the ball. They have a good point guard. They have a kid that's, you know, averaging in the 20s, and he's a spectacular offensive player from what I've seen. They have another kid that's just really a good slasher, goes to the boards hard. They play well as a team, and we just have to be ready to go out and give it the best effort to have a chance.
What are the keys to victory?
We always talk about rebounding right now. That's very important. And we have to make sure that we know our assignments on defense. We get to where we're supposed to be and make as tough as we can for them to score. And offensively, it's always, you know, taking care of the ball and giving ourselves a chance by getting shots.
Dave Nyer, St. Francis Borgia head coach. We appreciate your time. Best of luck.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Blast of air as you head to your frost-covered car. You thought your deep freeze was cold until you sit on that leather seat and chills run up your spine. Never again. KB Tire and Auto has the perfect solution. Remote start. Call Josh at 263-7500 and set up your appointment to have remote start installed in your car, SUV, truck, or van. KB Tire and Auto. Honest service by honest people.
Moberly head coach Cord Hagedorn pregame ahead of a district semifinal matchup against St. Francis Borgia. Coming off the win against Warrington last night, what kind of film work were you able to get in last night, if any, and any sleep for you as well?
Well, it was helpful in the fact that we got home about 9 o'clock, so the kids actually were able to get home and get some sleep and a shower and maybe grab a bite to eat, too, before they head to bed. And so we kind of sat in the office, and we had watched them, obviously, on film, but we had, you know, most of my focus personally was on Warrington, and then Coach Hayes has kind of taken the lead on Borgia to just kind of sit and watch them and go from there. So we sat and watched 2 or 3 games last night in the office, and then I think we both kind of went home and watched a couple more games or rewatched what we had already watched. And so, you know, we've got a game plan ready to go, and hopefully we can execute it tonight to get a pull out a win or at least be in a game at the end.
What type of team is St. Francis Borgia?
Well, they got 2 bigs and that are some that we haven't seen all year long. They're 6'8", and they move pretty decently, and so they're not thick by any means. They're pretty tall, but then they got some guards that are quick and so you know, they're just kind of a mixture of small and big, I guess you could say. But they're not an overly aggressive team in the fact that they're going to push the ball and run and try and score as many points or outscore you. They're gonna sit down and make it a half court game from what we've seen and try and methodically put points on the board, and so it helps us that we don't, you know, hopefully it shows that we don't have to get to 65 or 70 tonight and with a second night. Hopefully we can contain ourselves and contain them enough to score some points and win a game maybe in the high 50s or low 60s.
We're joined by Moberly head coach Cord Hagedorn pregame ahead of the district semifinals against St. Francis Borgia. How vital will it be to have typical active Trey Kester on both ends of the floor tonight, not just height against height, but as far as his leaping against their 6'8 guys?
That'll be huge. And, you know, we're going to have to, we said it last night in the post game, we're going to have to rebound a heck of a lot better than what we did last night. And hopefully the first game in the districts, and we get those jitters away, and we've played a game, you know, on their court and at Hannibal, and now two games this year. So hopefully that helps us in shooting. But Trey's going to have to be active in the middle of their zone and get to the high post. And if he can catch it, face and maybe get those guys off the bounce and then get to the free throw line. And he's got games where he's really good from the free throw line. He's got some games where he's not so good. And so we need that game where he gets to the free throw line and then he knocks down the majority of them. So with their height, he's going to have to play a lot and stay out of foul trouble and be smart and know when is a good opportunity to try and block a shot and when it's okay, we just got to give one up and go get a rebound. And he's a smart enough player to be able to do that.
And what are the offensive keys tonight for Braden Weitrich against some of their smaller guards?
You know, it's helpful. I think I'm hopeful that it's helpful that they're going to play zone and the fact that he doesn't have somebody hugging all over him and having to work so incredibly hard to get open. But, I mean, they know his stats. They know how good he is. They saw him last night score 31. And so they're gonna have an eye on him and a key of where he's at. So he's going to have to – he's going to have to be effective when he can shoot it and make good choices. And maybe we can put him on the side of the floor that doesn't have the 6'8 kid in their 2-3 zone to help us out. And so he can shoot over that. But, you know, just as much as Braden, we're going to have everybody else kind of step up. We can hopefully get in the middle of the lane and attract a lot of defenders to collapse on us and then kick out for threes. And hopefully we can shoot and have one of our best offensive outputs in shooting the basketball night.
Mobley head coach Court Hagedorn, district semifinals against St. Francis Borgia. Appreciate your time as always. Best of luck.
Thank you very much. Appreciate the coach.
Copays, codes, coupons. Searching for savings on prescriptions is so complex, it's like you need a doctorate degree. Fortunately, CVS Pharmacy employs thousands who have one, our pharmacists. Plus, we built a proprietary search tool to help them find you savings on prescriptions. You don't need to know all of that complicated stuff. You just need to know someone who does. Your friendly doctor of pharmacy at your local CVS. Savings vary. Not all patients eligible for savings. Ask pharmacist for details.
This is Kyle Lawrence with Pathway Memorial Funeral Home in Moberly. If you or a loved one have purchased a prearranged funeral service and are interested in transferring it, we can assist. Transferring a plan is easy. Usually, a signature is all that is required. We're happy to honor your current contract while also providing you with several new options at no additional expense. So take a moment and let us show you what our family has to offer. Contact us at 263-PATH, that is 263-7284, Pathway Memorial Funeral Home, celebrating life's journey.
It is Moberly and St. Francis Borgia in the district semifinals from Hannibal High School. Moberly in its road blues, red numbers, and white trim as the 3 seed. St. Francis Borgia in its white jerseys with blue numbers and gold trim as the 2 seed. Fresh off a bye, Moberly defeated Warrington 67-61 last night. Moberly right to left, Borgia left to right. St. Francis Borgia out of Washington, Missouri. It's up, and Moberly possession. Andre Bell into the front court for the Spartans. 2-3 matchup zone for Borgia. Near side, Landon Graves. Lobs middle, Kester, who sidesteps back out. Near wing, Weitrich. He had 31 a night ago. Hands off Bell near side. He wheels up top. Ball fake. Near side, Weitrich plucks in front of the Borgia bench. The two guards for Borgia, 5-7. Weitrich up top, fires far side Bell, who drives, kick out. Near side Kester, left block, layup 2. Kester fresh off his 6th double-double of the year. Borgia basketball left to right, 14-11 on the year out of the AAA conference. Near side Max Myers, a sophomore. Borgia with 2 6'8 bigs. Smith right side, layup, too easy. Brendan Smith, one of those 2 6'8 bigs, both seniors. We're tied at 2 a minute in. Far side, Weitrich against pressure into the front court. Near corner, Graves open, but passes up top. Bell near elbow. Floater, left rim, rolls in. 4-2 Spartans, minute 20 in. Borgia head coach by Dave Nyer in his 32nd year after 10 years as an assistant. Smith left elbow. Powers left block over the shoulder. Give him four. Four apiece, a minute 30 in. Wietrich bobbles in front of the Borgia bench out of bounds. And possession stays with Mobile. 14-10 on the year, 5-5 in conference. Kester to inbound near side. Bell over the head middle. Now far side Bell, rifles right block Kester, doubled in the zone. Scoops middle, Bell layup front rim, tipped around, Will Elbert rebounds it. He's the other 6'8 big for Borgia. Knights into the front court, left side Brinkman attacks, layup two. He's their leading scorer at 11.3 a game. Mobley down 6-4, 2 minutes in. Loose near side, Bell pushes it over to Graves. Kester up top, hesitates. Dribbles near midfloor. 6-4 Borgia, 5:45 first quarter. Far side, Wietrich elevates and catches. Dribbles off screen right. Back Kester, right wing. Jab, drives, bobbles, and a steal for Borgia. Outlet far side, Brinkman left block. Layup, deuce. 8-4 St. Francis Borgia, 2.5 minutes played. Bell scurries front court, right elbow jumper. In all sides of the rim. Bell has double figures in 11 of the last 15 after he didn't hit that mark once in the first 9 contests. 8-6 Knights, 3 minutes play. Left corner Myers for 3, but a foul waves it off. Offensive underneath. That's on Will Elbert, his first. 8-6 St. Francis Borgia, 3 minutes played. Mobley basketball right to left. Some token pressure from Borgia again. Wietrich far side, red shoes, white socks. Bell near side. Father, MACC assistant coach Andre Bell in the building again. Bell drives, kicks out far side, Wietrich off screen left. Jumps for 3, right rim. Long rebound near side. Stewart can't save it out of bounds. Back to St. Francis Borgia. Borgia's played a pair of top 10 teams in Class 5 this year and 4 games against Class 3 top 5 teams. A loaded AAA conference with the likes of Cardinal Rither and Father Tolton. Near side, Brinkman. Stewart on him on a switch. Into the middle, Smith. Over the shoulder, scores again. Smith has 6. 10-6 St. Francis Borgia. Wietrich left block. Layup misses right rim. Rebound, Brinkman. Who accelerates front court. Stops near wing, scoops out. 10-6 the lead for the Knights in the front court, middle of the first quarter. Left block, layup, Elbert, his first points. 12-6 St. Francis Borgia, 4 minutes first quarter. Dominic Stone King, the hero of last night's contest with a career-high 7 off the bench, all in the fourth quarter, set to check in. Right corner 3, Graves, right rim, rebound Borgia. Court Hagedorn said Mobley would need 8-10 threes tonight, including a couple from Graves, who was scoreless last night. Left elbow jumper, Myers, back rim, rebound near side, Bell. 1-on-3, left block, layup blocked off the backboard by Smith, who averages 3 swats a game. It stays Mobley. Far corner, Wietrich launches for 3, back rim, rebound Borgia. 12-6 their lead, 3:20 first quarter, district semifinals. Near side, Stuberg, jumper, back rim, tipped around, left block, offensive board, Brinkman back up, finishes.
And that's not even one of their bigs getting a rebound. They're going to have to get on the glass. I did like the pace. I think they're going to have to go up tempo, Eric, in this game to have any success.
14-6 Borgia, 3 minutes first quarter as Brad Boyer rejoins on KIRK Make It. Bell probes middle, floater. Packed and free throws upcoming for Andre Bell.
How much different a player is he off the bounce than he was last year and even from first semester? That confidence to get into the lane, even at his size, and make a play, and he won't find a bigger wall that he'll face in this Borgia bunch here today. But still, ability to get to the lane, and even if he doesn't finish, finds his way to the free throw line, where he's become a better free throw shooter.
He was 10 for 11 against Marshall, misses the first. And that is two fouls on the big man, Will Elbert, which is huge to monitor, given he's 6'8" and has been prone to foul trouble at times.
Yeah, you can deal with 1'6'8" guy a little better, too, inside. So,
and it allows Mobley to take Gavin Stewart out for a moment as Bell makes the second.
Boy, Dave Nyer's been there a long time, hasn't he?
He has. How 32 many, years.
I was going to say, it had to be close to 30 years. I just noticed the name. They've had some terrific teams. I watched his team get thumped by. You've seen the video. Obviously, the infamous the Mexico 95 video footage has been going around on social media. Well, they were on the receiving end of that semifinal thumping at the Hearn Center. I was courtside for that tremendous performance. Dave Nyer had that group.
He talks with his big man, Will Elbert, on the bench right now, who's out with those two fouls. It's Cole Weber in his place. 14-7 Borgia, 2:40 first quarter. We had a quick officials timeout for a mop-up. Left side, Brinkman. Kick out. Left corner, three, Weber. Buckets. That is his specialty off the bench. He is their second leading scorer as a reserve. He averages 10 a game. 17-7 Borgia, 2:25 first quarter. Bell pops middle. Gets it back. Kick out. Right corner, three, Stone King. Can't answer. Offensive board, Miller, tapped away, but he keeps it. Still Mobley ball, left block. Bell pushes up well strong. Stone King, offensive rebound, right block, layup, good enough foul.
He's a scrapper. That's what he adds to this Mobley team. Loose ball, rebound. You know, you hear coaches talk about scouting report. There's a prime example of the Borgia. Their sharpshooter comes into the game. You immediately have to define and discuss, hey, shooter has checked into the game, and sure enough, he gets a look right off the bench and buries a three.
He's a first-year varsity guy, shoots 37% from three. Stone King couldn't complete the three-point play after the Brinkman foul. Stone King had what proved to be the game-winning bucket with 6.5 minutes left last night. Lob right block, Smith. Towers over Jackson Miller. The all-conference linebacker defends, and a blocking foul. 17-9 Borgia, minute 47 first quarter.
That's tough. You know, I know you're generally supposed to keep hands off, but when you're that undersized, it's pretty difficult. And if you get called that, you've almost got to live with it. Not
Bob
much.
Smith again, right block, twists on Kester this time, layup right rim. Baseline out of bounds, and possession stays with Borgia. Officials checked with each other, right call, and Mobley wastes an opportunity at a rebound underneath. Subs as Ryan Kell comes in for the first time. Max Myers out. Lob right block. Smith at 6'8". Left block. Layup back rim. Misses right. Rebound. Mobley a couple of breaks on easy Smith shots.
And four blue shirts around the basket to rebound.
As needed against a 6'8 guy in Brendan Smith. Weitrick zigzags into a near side three, hits. 17-12 Borgia, minute 21st quarter. Weitrick eclipsed 1,500 career points last night. Loose far side. Borgia keeps in bounds in a 10 first quarter. Left block, a slip.
Good call by Peyton Matthews on the slip. His feet slid right to the baseline before he could pass it off.
And out of bounds, back to Mobley.
And that's what I think. Mobley's just got to stir it up. It's got to become frenetic all over the place. And then I like their chances using their athleticism. But if it's a plodding half-court game, not going to be in their favor.
Yeah, that plays into Borgia's hands, who averages 54 points a game, allows just 50.5. Inside a minute, first quarter, Mobley trails 17-12. Bell right corner, dribbles far wing. Sidesteps midfloor, Kester near wing. Couple of ball fakes. Enters far corner, Bell. Knives middle, layup, no. Offensive board, Stone King stays Mobley. 30 seconds first quarter. Bell floater front rim, short, rebound Smith. He outlets far side for Struberg. Left side, Brinkman, Euro step, a layup finishes. He's got eight all right at the rim, and that's the scouting report on him. Can't let him get to the rim. They want to roam off of him, in fact, when he's at the three-point line and help on the bigs. 10 seconds, first quarter. Mobley down 19-12 with possession. Right wing Stone King draws a foul on Brinkman, and that is his second, and he's their leading scorer. So a big with two fouls and Brinkman with two fouls. So Myers will come back in for him. Actually, no, they take out Struberg and leave Brinkman in. 5.6 seconds, Mobley far side inbound. Stone King throws Bell, who snatches. 4 seconds, three, Wietrich bombs it from 50, airballs it. Offensive rebound, bottom of the backboard for Miller. 19-12, Borges lead after a quarter in the district semifinals on 99.9 The Captain and CentralMoInfo.com.
When you've got a hunger you need to fill, do yourself a favor and go to the Subways in Moberly and eat a fresh and healthy meal for a change. You can select from a variety of great subs like their Chipotle Steak Sub on the new Sunflower Crunch Bread for a limited time only. Or try one of their satisfying wraps filled with turkey, bacon, and guacamole. And soup is back. For more details and great subs, go to your locally owned and operated Subways of Moberly. Subway, everyday value all day, every day. Subways in Moberly are proud supporters of the Moberly Spartans.
Our bodies go through a lot in one lifetime. Wounds, burns, failed skin grafts, crush injuries, gangrene, radiation injury, brain abscess, carbon monoxide poisoning, hair embolism, decompression sickness, compartment syndrome, retinal artery occlusion, sudden sense of neural hearing loss. Breathe in and allow the healing to begin.
The Wound Healing Center at Samaritan Hospital offers therapy that heals your wounds from the inside out. If you have a wound that is not healed in 4 weeks, ask your doctor if hyperbaric oxygen therapy would benefit you. Visit smhmo.org.
Mobley's deficit started the second quarter. Eric Duick, Brad Boyer from Hannibal High School for the district semifinals. Mobley possession right to left. Near wing Wietrich fires right block, intercepted. Borgia possession left to right. The two seeds in the home whites, blue numbers, gold trim. Struberg up top, throws near corner. Bounce pass right block, Smith, who kicks out. Near wing three, Weber. Well long. Offensive rebound, Borgia. Didn't even hit rim. Near side, out of bounds, intended for Weber again, and a turnover on Myers. Possession back to the Spartans. Cord Hagedorn, second-year head man, fresh off his first district victory last night. A 67-61 win versus Warrington. Mobley was down five early in the fourth. Bell into the front court. Lobs middle Kester. Back to Bell, right block, floater good.
Over the 6'8", Brendan Smith. So added difficulty with the floater, but well done.
And he's got six, 19-14 Borgia. Minute into the second. Smith right block, backs down at 6'8", kicks out. Far side, Struberg twist, floater out of control. Bell lost it out of bounds, but it was knocked out by Struberg in possession back to the Spartans. So Bell tiptoes into the front court near side against the 2-3 matchup zone. Dribbles off a double screen up top. Throws near for Stone King. The all-conference quarterback rolls near corner. Wietrich, who sidesteps into a three left rim. Rebound Brinkman in traffic, and he outlets far side. Borgia into the front court. Far side Brinkman drives left block. Layup, right rim, foul, and free throws.
Number 12,
not much, but just enough. Fortunate the basket didn't go. Well, if you're going to play a zone defense like Borgia, they're very aware of where Wietrich is. Nice job to close out, make that last three a contested three.
As Brinkman misses the first, and it's funny you say that, Brad, because Cord Hagedorn mentioned, I'm really excited about their 2-3 matchup, and I don't know if I've ever said that before.
Right.
And the reason he said that is because he doesn't want someone tugging and pulling at Wietrich for 32 minutes, as has been the case for 2 weeks. As a couple of free throw misses, Mobley rebounds into the front court, down 19-14, 6:20 first half. Near elbow, Kester. He has some space. They back off. Layup out of control, offensive rebound. In the middle, Jackson Miller. Tie up far side. Borgia wins that loose ball. In the 2016 district champs into the front court. Left wing three for the lefty. Myers buries it. 21-14, St. Francis Borgia. Rather, 22-14.
Started with their big man diving on the floor. The Spartans didn't aggressively go after that loose ball, and it ends up being a three at the other end.
22-14, Borgia, 2:15 into the second. Kester ball fakes, left block. Layup blocked by Smith. Offensive board, Miller, his try swatted. Another offensive rebound, Stone King right side. Out Wietrich, right corner, Euro step floater, back rim. Rebound Borgia. And a foul called on Kester from behind, and that is his second. Or first, pardon me.
Well, the Spartans don't only have two fouls. Three, I guess, late putting that one up.
And just his first foul, that's huge against all the size of St. Francis Borgia.
The size on display there. Two blocks and one forced tough shot, and the Spartans kept up empty.
Smith has three games this year with at least five blocks. And he catches free throw line. Ball fake. Hands off far side. Loose ball and a foul on Borgia. And it goes on the big man, Smith.
Now their other big man will come in.
So Will Elbert back in with two fouls. And Smith gets his first breather. 22-14, St. Francis Borgia, district semifinals, 5:13 first half. Andre Bell trots front court for the Spartans. He tells Kester to run through, which he does. Wietrich posts up at the left elbow, snatches, kicks out. Graves bobbles, stays Moberly. 5 minutes first half. Moberly down eight. Graves in the middle. Spins it out. Right corner. Wietrich drives. Right block. Layup. Buff blasting in.
Wow. He never saw it because he was facing the other end away from the basket. Flipped it over his head. But kept his body between the 6'8 presence and the hoop to score.
Cuts the deficit to six. 4.5 minutes first half. Left side, Myers just hit a three from there. Back near side, Brinkman, free throw line. Rifles near side, Struberg for three. Bricks it, rebound, Wietrich. Spartans into the front court. The three seed down six. Wietrich, floater, two and a foul.
Soft. Just get it on the rim soft, and that's what Wietrich did with just a little bit of rotation settled in. Nice little spurt here by the Spartans.
22-18, St. Francis Borgia, 4:17 first half in the district semifinals. Sub Brennan Smith comes back in with his one foul, and Elbert leaves.
And while I agree with Coach Hagedorn that the three-point shot is going to have to be a part of the equation tonight, you also at least have to come to the lane and show that you're not going to back down, that you're aggressive, that you keep their defense honest after the missed free throw. We have a foul over the back on Stewart.
Yeah, he said they want to get that ball to the high post, maybe get some driving lanes against that 2-3 matchup and some kickouts. Wietrich with seven on the night after he scored his 1,500th career point last night. Three-time All-Conference. Near side, Struber edges the baseline, draws another foul. That one's on Andre Bell. St. Francis Borgia out of Washington, Missouri, 130 miles southeast of Moberly. Inbound, Smith catches, hands off Struber, who stops right elbow, flips out. Brinkman near side. Kick out, left side three, Weber left rim. Near side, offensive board for the 6'8 Smith. Near wing, Weber tries again, buries it. Two threes off the bench for the 6'3 junior guard and first year varsity guy. 25-18 Borgia, 3:40 first half. Bell straight away. Rolls near side, Wietrich. He hands off Stone King. White shoes, a blue strap. Near side, Bell. Moberly in its road blues, red numbers, white trim. Bell jump stop, runner swish.
Leaner shot it at a tough angle to get it over the big guy.
At just 5'7". Up top, Weber between the legs. Takes a handoff. Flips far side, Brinkman. Back up top. Pitch and catch. Brinkman pops left block. Smith, layup, swatted from behind. Stewart out of bounds. Stays with Borgia. But a block for the 6'4 Stewart from behind on the 6'8 Brendan Smith.
Taste of their own medicine. Nicely done. This kid's had a nice senior year, hasn't he? Just kind of come out of nowhere, Stewart.
Seven for eight field goals against Battle. 7 for 7 against Fulton. Inbound left corner, Smith. Needs help. Hands out, Weber. Who dribbles off screen left. Stops left short corner, spirals out. Near wing, Myers launches three, money. 28-20 St. Francis Borgia, 2:45 first half.
Well, flip side is if they hit threes, then they're really tough to beat.
Myers has two. He's just a 34% three-point shooter. Bell right side, dances and turns it over. Struberg hurries into the front court. Far side, Myers. Tosses up top. Near side, Struberg, a junior returning starter. Smith in the middle. Powers left block layup, front rim. Rebound, Kester. He gallops front court. Accelerates left block layup, out of control. Spirals it in for 2 and a foul. A 100 miles an hour and 2 points out of it.
But he had the perfect bit of English on that little flip. Just got over the iron and in.
The Cairo transfer, his old school, already a district champion this year in Class 2 as Kester can't complete the three-point play.
It's like the two teams traded players with Syke on the, going to Cairo for a player to be named later.
There you go. 28-22 Borgia, 2 minutes first half. Right block. Elbert reverse layup, bottom of the rim, offensive board. Follow answers with a foul. He's a 6'8 senior forward, just like Brendan Smith. That is second field goal, and it's 30-22 Borgia, minute 53, first half.
Got to be careful. You had it down to 4. I want that to get away from you here.
Bell's second foul as Elbert completes the three-point play. And a Moberly timeout. 31-22, St. Francis Borgia leads. Minute 53, first half in the district semifinals. I'm Kirk.
Tax season is almost here. World Finance invites you to meet with their tax professionals at one of their 77 locations across Missouri to prepare and file your returns. You could walk out the same day with a refund advance loan up to $5,000 at 0% interest. Stop by or go online at worldfilestaxes.com to schedule an appointment. The 0% interest refund advance loan is exclusive to World Finance tax refund customers and is offered to qualified individuals with no fees or interest in connection with the product. Tax filing through World Finance is required to qualify.
Valentine Insurance Agency.
I'm looking for a new shell.
A shell? We've got insurance, but no shells. Who is this?
Your friendly neighborhood turtle. Don't you have something for everyone?
Well, we mean we have insurance for everyone. Well, why do you need a shell?
Well, I've been trying to impress some new lady turtles.
Well, if you're a talking turtle, I think you've got a leg up on all the other guys. I mean, turtles.
We don't like it when you make fun of our short legs.
Impressing turtles all over town since 1964. Valentine Insurance Agency. Call 263-1111.
St. Francis Borgia leads. Minute 53, first half in the district semifinals. The winner has the host Hannibal Friday. Moberly 0-2 against Hannibal this year in conference. Bell into the front court against the 2-3 matchup. Near wing, Graves. Barrels middle, scoops out. Stewart near corner. Weitrich a touch near wing. Dribbles off screen right, has space. Pulls up, in and out. Rebound, Borgia. Myers trots front court. Left side, Struberg. Sidearms up top. Graves defends Weber, who has a couple of threes. Back, Struberg far side. Tape on the right wrist. Dribbles out. Started last year as well as a sophomore. Missed the third of the year with an ankle injury. Weitrich on Struberg. Borgia patience. Moberly in man-to-man. Struberg resets with Weitrich on him inside a minute first half. 31-22 St. Francis Borgia. In the home whites, blue numbers, gold trim is the 2-seat. Near wing, Myers. Bell on him. A couple of 5-7 guards. This is Borgia's game. Slow it down. 54 points a game. 14-11 on the year. Dave Nyer's been at it a while, 32-year head man.
And he knows if you've got it down from a minute to 30 seconds, then you might as well take it all the way down.
Struberg twists up top, one hand to near side, 23 seconds first down. Nyer calls special, 15 seconds first down. Far side Myers, bell on him, 9 seconds first down. Struberg up top, near wing Weber, chucks for three, left rim, out of bounds. Baseline, no, Smith saves it in, lock, intercepted, one, bell, outlet, no shot, but Mobley survives the possession. 31-22, St. Francis Borgia lead at the half on KIRK. Make it. Up next, we'll hear from Tony Vestal, the Lady Spartans head coach, after Mobley's loss in our earlier contest on regional radio and centralmoinfo.com.
Do you have some uninvited guests living in your home? Then you need to call the Bug Busters at Pest Pro Solutions in Shelbina. Michael and his team of professionals will rid your home of meddlesome pests effectively and to your complete satisfaction. The pros at Pest Pro Solutions understand how important your four-legged family members are and use only pest-safe formulas. Call them today at 660-651-0512. For your convenience, you'll have the same technician from start to finish. You can also visit their website at pestpromissouri.com.
Greatness. It's not born of coincidence. It's not a product of luck. It's forged through dedication, drills, and the acquisition of new skills. Wanting won't get you there, but sweat equity just might.
Sheraton Valley, your complete communications provider, proudly supports all area school activities. Sheraton Valley wishes you the best of luck this season. See how we are keeping you connected at cvalley.net.
As independent agents, the folks at PK Wise Agency in Moberly and Sellers Wise Insurance in Salisbury offer auto, home, business, life, and health insurance. Their experienced agents work on your behalf to find the right coverage at the best possible rate for you. When you have a claim, you have the backing of reliable, experienced agents. That's why area residents rely on PK Wise and Sellers Wise for all their insurance needs. Celebrating well over 100 years in business, your independent insurance agents at PK Wise and Sellers Wise put you first.
This is with Tony Vestal after his team falls to Hannibal tonight, 52-43. You go to the first half, Coach. You're only able to score 16 points. What happened in that first half, you feel?
Well, we were going to try and get the ball inside the flood and start the game out, you know, and it really worked out. They had the smaller Sims girl defending her. We got some good looks in there. She made plays, scoring the basketball, made some nice passes. We just kind of struggled finishing it. And a lot of the first half, we couldn't ever get that stop, you know. We got the stop. We give up an offensive rebound. It just always seemed like we were a little step slower tonight. And then third quarter, they kind of left the door open for you. But as we were talking, it seemed like every missed shot, they were able to track down. We did. We won the third quarter by 3 points. But you're right. I mean, we'd get stops. We could never get a rebound. You know, so we just kept giving them second opportunities. And give Hannibal credit. The girls played really hard. I thought complete that their team was more complete than ours tonight, and they stepped up and players made plays for that.
The ball got the lead down to five, put some pressure on the fourth quarter, and then after a timeout, they got six in a row. Did you feel like you had a chance right there?
I did. You know, we were down 12. I thought very easily we could have maybe thrown the towel in and got buried by 22, 23 points, but we really didn't. We showed some five. We got a little more aggressive, was attacking the basket instead of settling for some perimeter shots, and got it down to five, and just kind of ran out of gas, I think.
Yeah, we were talking out here. I know we go back to the district final last year. It seemed like your girls came out a little tight. I don't know how you overcome something like that. I'm sure that's something that you've scratched your head about a little bit.
I agree. I know. You know, it's the bigger the game, I don't know. You know, I'm kind of lost for words for it. We do come out. We struggle a little bit, whether just dribbling the basketball or making an easy pass where we play really tight. Hopefully, we're going to have to grow to get out of that, you know. We want to win district championships. We got to take that next step and get to the next level.
And you say so long to a good senior group. It's been a lot, I know, in your transition as head coach.
Absolutely. You know, two starters. One's in Flood, who's a four-year player, four-year starter, you know, probably going to leave the program as the third most points in school history. Just a great kid that we're really going to miss. You look at Boffman, who's a three-year starter, who started every single game for 3 years other than one game. City Mark, who's come a long way, you know, playing a 1 year of varsity, and then the Gainesboro, just a great role player, and then Anna Leek, who's one of the greatest teammates you can ask for. Thanks for all your help this year, Tony. Yeah, thanks a lot. Tony Bissell, head coach of the Lady Spartans. More coming up right after this.
Need an affordable meal deal for tonight's dinner? Sonic and Moberly would like for you to enjoy their Car Hop Classic, where you'll get a quarter-pound double cheeseburger and Sonic's famous tater tots for only $2.99. You'll receive a filling meal with a fuller pocket. Needing a delicious dessert to follow, how about a double-stuffed Oreo Blast to go? Sonic also has great treats such as Classic and Master Shakes, cones, sundaes, and more. Come by Sonic Drive-In in Moberly. The magic all happens when you push the red button. Proud supporters of the Moberly Spartans.
Glenn's Garage Doors appreciates customer referrals. Phil Berry, a well-known insurance agent in Moberly, recently purchased two door-length steel-backed insulated residential garage doors with two LiftMaster openers and a keyless entry. Phil said,
I've had Glenn put in several garage doors for me in the past few years. Glenn's doors have always been amazing, and he's always done great service and taken care of those products, and I've been extremely satisfied with the work that Glenn's done for me.
Listen to your friends and neighbors for all your overhead door and opener needs. Call Glenn's Garage Doors in Moberly at 660-263-1655.
MazooMac offers you the best of both worlds. MazooMac is a co-enrollment program that ensures acceptance to the University of Missouri. Experience everything university student life has to offer while enjoying the massive tuition savings of MACC. Capitalize on your A+ program by using it toward your MazooMac education. This just might be the smartest way to become a Tiger. Stop waiting and emerge as a MazooMac student today. MACC, the college for you.
Do you remember your favorite candy from when you were a child? Blissfully Yours Sweet Shop and More is here for those wonderful childhood memories. Wacky Wafers, Chuckles, Slow Pokes, Bob Bats, Long Boy Caramel Bars, Rocky Road, O. Henry, Charms, Rock Candy, and the list goes on. Blissfully Yours Sweet Shop has almost every flavor of Jelly Belly Jelly Bean you can imagine. Homemade chocolate fudge, handmade chocolates, hard ice cream, and cheesecakes. Blissfully Yours Sweet Shop and More, 619 Concannon Street in Moberly.
Whether it's balls and strikes, fouls, or flags, your referees and game officials are a vital part of high school athletics. If you've ever tried your hand at officiating, you know how hard these men and women work, and you certainly know that they would never miss a call intentionally. Keep these things in mind as you attend sporting events. After all, representing officials and authority figures is one of the most valuable lessons that we can teach our students. This message has been brought to you by your friends at Alpha Media and the Missouri State High School Activities Association. Braden Weichrich with 7 for Moberly, 9 for Andre Bell, 4 for Trey Kester, 2 for Dominic Stone King. Second half next on Kirk.
This is Kyle Lawrence with Pathway Memorial Funeral Home in Moberly. If you or a loved one have purchased a prearranged funeral service and are interested in transferring it, we can assist. Transferring a plan is easy. Usually, a signature is all that is required. We're happy to honor your current contract while also providing you with several new options at no additional expense. So take a moment and let us show you what our family has to offer. Contact us at 263-PATH, that is 263-7284, Pathway Memorial Funeral Home, celebrating life's journey.
Men, are you getting ready to pop the question? Then you'll want to stop by and see Chris at Beat Craft Jewelers in downtown Moberly and let him introduce you to their beautiful selection of engagement and wedding rings, including platinum, white, yellow, gold, and silver. You can also browse through their catalogs, which have the latest and most trendy settings. Or better yet, let Beat Craft Jewelers custom design a wedding ring created specifically for her. If a wedding is in your future, get started on the right foot by stopping by Beat Craft Jewelers in downtown Moberly.
Valentine Insurance Agency.
Are you sending folks turtle hunting?
We don't send folks hunting, but if you're hunting a great deal on insurance, we can help.
Look, mister, I've heard you've been sending folks out turtle hunting, and I'm nervous.
You're a talking turtle?
You got a problem with that?
No, sir. We've got something for everyone, but if you're a talking turtle, I'd love to meet you.
I think I'll wait till turtle season is over before we meet face to shell.
Since 1964, it's always turtle season. I mean, saving season. At Valentine Insurance Agency. Call 263-111.
This winter safety message is brought to you by Sheraton Valley. Don't get caught out in the dark on a cold winter's night without a charged cell phone. Always charge your cell phone before you head out on the road, and always have a car charger with you in the car. Need car charging accessories? Stop into any Sheraton Valley store and get the accessories you need to keep you connected when you need it most. Visit Sheraton Valley online at cvalley.net.
Start of the second half, Eric Duick, Brad Boyer from Hannibal High School, where Moberly trails St. Francis Borgia 31-22 in the district semifinals. The winner has Hannibal in the finals Friday here at Hannibal High School. Moberly did about all you could expect against those 6'8 bigs there in the first half.
Not bad. Challenged them at times.
Will Elbert and Brendan Smith. Elbert near side. The 6'8 senior forward passes far for Myers, who hit two threes in the first half. Borgia right to left, the two seed, the home whites, blue numbers, gold trim. Up top, Brinkman, their leading scorer, fires near side. As Borgia runs the weave, patient again. This is a team that averages 54 points per game, yet 14-11 in the rugged AAA conference. Four Class 3 top five opponents this year. Brinkman far side. Stutters middle strip. Wietrich all alone. Accelerates right. Block finger rolls it in.
Thought about the dunk, but you better have the points, and he laid it in.
That gives him nine. Far side three. Myers can't answer. Rebound Moberly.
So think about that weave action out front. If you run it long enough, a good defender's going to figure out that pattern, and Wietrich did and picked their pocket.
Stutters left block, hands off, right block layup, Stewart for two more.
Off the Wietrich assist through the defense behind him, behind the backboard, and a quick timeout from Coach Nyer.
31-26, Moberly trails, 6:40 third quarter in the district semifinals on Kirk and CentralMoInfo.com.
Tax season is almost here. World Finance invites you to meet with their tax professionals at one of their 77 locations across Missouri to prepare and file your returns. You could walk out the same day with a refund advance loan up to $5,000 at 0% interest. Stop by or go online at worldfilestaxes.com to schedule an appointment. The 0% interest refund advance loan is exclusive to World Finance tax refund customers and is offered to qualified individuals with no fees or interest in connection with the product. Tax filing through World Finance is required to qualify.
St. Francis Borgia basketball right to left after the timeout from the 32nd-year head man, Dave Nyer. 31-26, Borgia leads with the ball right to left, 6:40, third quarter. Borgia, the 2016 district champions. Brinkman up top, powers left block, floater, front rim off, but a follow from the 6'8", Brendan Smith, off glass and good. Moberly ball left to right. Near side, Wietrich snatches with one hand. Tape on the knees. Kick out. Graves, left wing. Chucks a three. Can't bank it in. Rebound, Borgia. Graves still empty. Empty last night as well. Near wing, Brinkman. All alone, but he's attempted just four threes. Hesitates near side. Shovels up top. Back near wing, Brinkman. Elbert doubled in the post at 6'8". Brinkman drives right block layup, but a foul called and free throws.
Good timeout by Borgia. Settle back in. They're half-court style and get into the lane.
And two fouls on Trey Kester.
No one in foul trouble on either side, I don't think.
And that's the first foul of the half. As Brinkman makes it off all sides of the rim.
Jason Durst, Hannibal LaGrange coach, across the way, watching this Borgia size, taking a peek at the Moberly talent.
His son, Jaden, had a heck of a year at Palmyra, who lost in the district semifinals.
And HLG has had a really nice season this year, kind of a bounce-back year.
35-26, Borgia. 5:40, third quarter. Kester left elbow. Twists it out. Stewart left side jumper, a rarity, but he hits.
And needed.
Stewart averages five a game. Career high 16 against Battle at home. 35-28 Borgia, 5:20 third quarter. Right wing Brinkman. Shimmies middle. Needs help, rolls far corner Smith. The 6'8 forward. Struts up top, passes near side. Myers hoists a three. Back rim, offensive board Smith, right block. Kicks out, near corner three, Struberg. In and out, and a foul on Borgia. Moberly ball, 3 minutes into the third, down 35-28.
Smith just flung Kester out of there, and Kester sold it well, too.
So now both Borgia bigs with two fouls. And Kester has two for Moberly.
What Kester's got to do, there comes a point where boxing out becomes very difficult at that size, but you can be really active and athletic, which he is, make it hard for them to keep with you.
And now three fouls on Will Elbert. I mentioned Kester, a Cairo transfer, his mom Jamie in the house, a former All-Stater at Cairo, and her Lady Bearcats, like the boys, also just won a district championship.
Cairo teams at Jeff City tomorrow.
On our airwaves with Ben Wittenstein and Austin Ward. Inbound Kester, right block, layup, back rim, offensive rebound, but it's knocked away. Will Elbert grabs. And a travel on Elbert at the block. And possession back to Moberly. He's on disbelief. And he checks out with those three fouls. And Cole Weber back in. Moberly to inbound baseline, 3:10 into the third, down 35-28 in the district semis at Hannibal. Bell enters up top, Stewart, who hands off Wietrich just to the left of the Pirate logo. He spirals it near side, Bell. Red shoes, blue socks, dribbles off screen right, navigates middle. Jump stop, left block, layup too strong, rebound Brinkman. Bounce pass for Myers, who accelerates front court. Stops near side, hands off Brinkman, who attacks, left block, layup good.
Nicely done on the trailer. Myers just kind of curled back out and pitched it off to the trailer, coming around for two.
37-28, Borgia, back door, layup, Kester answers. 37-39, 4:15 third quarter. Brinkman into double figures for the 13th time this year. Their leading scorer is a first-year starter. He catches. Powers left block, layup, blocked out of bounds. Off the hand of Graves, stays with Borgia. So Brinkman to inbound baseline. Inbound for Smith again at 6'8", just too easy. Struberg sidesteps, right block, layup off glass, drops in. First field goal for the 5'7 junior. 39-30, St. Francis Borgia, 3:50 third quarter. Wietrich dribbles off screen light. Jump stop, free throw line, a runner, right rim. Rebound Borgia. Myers zigzags front court, tip far side, out of bounds. Possession stays with Borgia.
Sophomores coming in.
Jackson Miller, Dominic Stoneking, and two seniors out, Landon Graves and Gavin Stewart. Far corner inbound, Brendan Smith catches. Pops right block. Into the middle, Brinkman left block. Layup, two more. Borgia. 3:25 third quarter. Not much resistance at the rim in this half.
I was just thinking about that. That's two in a row. Little guys getting to the rim and laying it in.
Foul on the near side of the floor. And it's on Max Myers.
You got a lot to worry about with this Borgia offense, size and shooters, but you can't let guys off the bounce get to the rim, little guys, and get layups like that.
Ryan Kell checks in. Max Myers out after his foul. Borgia, 3:15 third quarter. Inbound far corner, Kester. Stone King cuts middle, catches left block, back out. Reset middle, Wietrich, dribbles right. Jump stop again, 8-footer, back rim, rebound Smith. Gotta get a stop here. Near side, Brinkman twists and draws a foul on Kester.
Tried for the steal and came up empty, and so that meant a collision.
41-30 Borgia. Three fouls on Kester. 2:57, third quarter. Inbound left block for Smith. Steps out, left elbow, kicks out. Right wing three, Kell all alone, can't capitalize. Offensive board, Weber back up, converts. 43-30 Borgia. The Knights in control in the third. 2:40, third quarter. Bell off screen right. Wheels middle. Up and under. Air ball. Stone King pegs it off the foot of Smith and Weber. Out of bounds. Possession stays with Moberly. Probably going to need some threes from Weitrich here soon.
Yeah, I was thinking about that too. He's really been turned into somebody who's having to really work the drive into the lane just to create some kind of shot.
Kester probes. Pass over the head. Far side. Stays Moberly. Bounce pass left block. Kester spins. Fade away front rim. Tipped in a rebound. Brinkman. 2-on-1. Brinkman scurries left block. Ball fake. Layup pretty.
Faked the pass or gave him the idea of the pass and took it hard. Timeout Court Hagedorn.
45-30 Borgia. Its largest lead. 2:09 third quarter in the district semifinals on Kirk.
When you've got a hunger you need to fill, do yourself a favor and go to the Subways in Moberly and eat a fresh and healthy meal for a change. You can select from a variety of great subs like their Chipotle Steak Sub on the new Sunflower Crunch Bread for a limited time only. Or try one of their satisfying wraps filled with turkey, bacon, and guacamole. And soup is back. For more details and great subs, go to your locally owned and operated Subways of Moberly. Subway, everyday value all day, every day. Subways in Moberly are proud supporters of the Moberly Spartans.
You just started out the door and you suddenly are hit in the face with a cold blast of air as you head to your frost-covered car. You thought your deep freeze was cold until you sit on that leather seat and chills run up your spine. Never again. KB Tire and Auto has the perfect solution. Remote start. Call Josh at 263-7500 and set up your appointment to have remote start installed in your car, SUV, truck, or van. KB Tire and Auto. Honest service by honest people.
Moberly to inbound, far side, 45-30. It's deficit, 2:09, third quarter. Kester, left wing. Up top, Stone King flips far side, Weitrich. Into the left elbow, Miller. Bounce pass, right block, Kester. Rolls it middle. Bell runner. Left rim. Tipped up. Rebound Elbert. Got to think this Borgia team would have a pretty good chance against Hannibal, Brad. Court had told me off the air he thought this was the best team in the district as Weber misses a right side three. Another opportunity.
Well, just as you said, the schedule they face, you don't even pay attention to the record.
Right. Played Cardinal Ritter a couple of times. Tolton a couple of times. Right block Elbert. Kick out. Kell, near wing, open for three, too strong. Far rebound, Stone King. Outlet, Weitrich. Shimmy's left block. Floater, left rim, drops home. ...45-32 Borgia. Minute 10, third quarter. Moberly, still some life, slow-paced game. Weitrich a couple of threes away from making this a game again. Something he's already done 83 times this year. Court Hagedorn calls for ball pressure. He sits to the right of his father, Bill, who keeps the book, former Spartans head man. Far side, Struber. Throws near. Brinkman, he's been a problem tonight for Moberly. Kester defends on him. Bounce pass near wing, Kell. The reserve circles up top. Bill defends. One-on-one with Struber. A pair of 5'7" guards. 33 seconds, third quarter.
We saw him do this effectively at the end of the half.
45-32 Borgia. Again, this is their game. They're not up and down like Moberly. They outscore opponents 54-50.5 a night. Brinkman escapes Kester. Left block. Layup again. 18 for the junior. 47-32 Borgia. Bell, 10 seconds. Slips. Turnover. Kell, 1-on-1 with Kester. Dashes. Left block. Layup, no. Rebound Miller with 4, 3, 2, 1. Weitrich chucks from 30 and banks it off front rim and out. 47-32 Borgia leads after three on Kirk.
Our bodies go through a lot in one lifetime. Wounds, burns, failed skin grafts, crush injuries, gangrene, radiation injury, brain abscess, carbon monoxide poisoning, air embolism, decompression sickness, compartment syndrome, retinal artery occlusion, sudden sense of neural hearing loss. Breathe in and allow the healing to begin.
The Wound Healing Center at Samaritan Hospital offers therapy that heals your wounds from the inside out. If you have a wound that is not healed in 4 weeks, ask your doctor if hyperbaric oxygen therapy would benefit you. Visit smhmo.org.
Chevy Buick GMC 2018 model closeout event going on now at Thomas Motors in Moberly. Save thousands on 2018 model trucks, cars, SUVs, and crossovers. Hurry in and take yours home today or visit thomasmtrs.com. Thomas Motors in Moberly, your full-line GM dealer. Not all buyers will qualify for all rebates and incentives. See dealer for complete details.
The ball left to right. Eric Duick, Brad Boyer from Hannibal High School, 47-32. Borgia lead. Start of the fourth quarter. Near corner, Wietrich. Jabs a couple of times on Brinkman. Side steps into a contested three, right rim. Rebound, Elbert. Braden Wietrich's older brother, Tanner, two all right. Hit a grand slam at Hawaii this weekend in a sweep and surprised the family with a trip to Hannibal as Elbert adds two more for Borgia. Tanner, a recent guest of Brad's on Magic City Sports Talk.
And it's going to get really cold in Iowa City for him, so after the Hawaii trip.
Near wing three, Wietrich can't splash it. Far side rebound, Struber. One-on-one with Kester. Bounce pass, middle. Elbert, left block, layup. The trail man converts.
It's an example of a three can oftentimes be the lead pass on a fast break the other way, and that's just what happened for Borgia.
Credit to the big man for running the floor. Near side jumper, Wietrich buries it. He has 13, and that is 1,528 career points for the senior.
Finish with a flurry, young man.
6:50 fourth quarter, 51-34 Borgia. Gavin Stewart, another senior set to re-enter. Near wing Weber, whistle off the ball. It's a Dave Nyer timeout. Eric Duick, Brad Boyer, 51-34 the score. 6:43 to play. We'll keep it here for just a moment as we thank some of our sponsors on regional radio. Sonic, Blissfully Yours Sweet Shop, Glenn's Garage Doors, Valentine Insurance Agency, Thomas Motors, KB Tire and Auto, World Finance and Tax Service, Subway with two locations, Pathway Memorial Funeral Home, Pest Pro Solutions, V-Craft Jewelry, all of Moberly. Brad, some parting thoughts on the Lady Spartans season after they fell earlier today to the host Hannibal.
You hate to lose without your best, and that's what happened. Second year that's happened, and I think that's a bit of frustration for Tony Vestal. Second year in a row when you bow out, you want to bow out with your absolute best game, and it wasn't tonight. And nobody's more frustrated than the Lady Spartans, but you know, kids are resilient. There's tears afterwards. I saw it after the locker room, and yet you see them now, and there's some smiles coming back. And, you know, a lot to celebrate for this team and this program. And I'll tell you what, I give a lot of credit to Evan Servant and Hannibal. You know, this was a Hannibal girls program that was way down for several years there. And they have become more than respectable. They're going to play for a district title. They're a game above 500. They've got young talent. And, you know, same with Marshall. Kudos to Paul Alberson, too. That Marshall girls team way down at the bottom of the NCMC, and they won it this year. And they're going to be playing for a district title. So, nice job by a couple of programs to get back on top.
Lady Spartans fell to Hannibal earlier. They'll play St. Francis Borgia in the district championship on Friday, and barring a big comeback here, it'll be an identical matchup on the boys' side. There's a foul underneath on Landon Graves.
Well, I was hoping we could have an NCMC final, but that didn't quite happen.
51-34, Borgia lead, 6:32 to play.
On the boys' side, at least. You know, have another crack.
Still time for a run. Near wing Brinkman. Got to get a stop, though, first. Bell set to return for the Spartans. Brinkman, left block, layup, block Kester. Saved inbounds, right to Wietrich. Two on two. Wietrich turns it into a two on one. Left block, layup high off the window, no. Offensive rebound, Stewart. Kick out. Bounce pass middle. Kester double. tries to hand off for Stewart, but way too much traffic and a turnover. And outlet for Borgia, 2-on-1 their way. Taken from behind, though, Stone King, but he throws it right to Borgia. 51-34 Borgia, 2 minutes into the fourth, and expect a lot of patience out of the Knights.
And their patience makes you impatient defensively, and when you gamble, you get roasted.
A couple of curls here. Struberg near side, Stone King defends, an all-conference defensive back. First-year varsity hooper. Runner in the middle, Struberg, back rim. Over the back for Smith, doesn't get called. Back rim, out of bounds baseline, and possession stays Borgia. That's the problem. You're that tall, you can reach over everybody without making contact, and you avoid the call. Brendan Smith, the AAA newcomer of the year a season ago. He was a first-year varsity guy at 6'8". That tells you the program has some depth.
Even a smaller school on their schedule, like Tolton, very good basketball team this year.
Top five in the state. Miss for Elbert. Rebound Mobley. Kester attacks. Right block. Knocked out of bounds baseline. And it double tipped off of Kester's hand. So it's back to Borgia. 5:16 fourth quarter. 51-34 Borgia. Mobley with some 2-2-1 press. Myers. Ball fake. Bounces middle. And Borgia escapes. Right block. Elbert reverse layup. Left rim. Kester contested. But you got another 6'8 guy in Brendan Smith to clean it up. 53-34 Borgia. Its largest lead. 3 minutes into the fourth. Three up top. Weitrich. Good enough foul. There's the bang you wanted.
Yeah. Possible 4-point play. Rainbowed that one in.
Foul on Myers.
You know, through three quarters, I've been really surprised how much Mobley got in the lane against the size of Borgia. You know, I don't think they backed down in any way, just tall mountain to climb.
Quite literally.
Yeah.
53-38, Borgia leads, 3:10 into the fourth. As Borgia presents a couple of 6'8 kids. Then off the bench, they got a 6'3 shooter, and we've got a 30-second timeout for Dave Nyer and the Borgia Knights. By 53-38, 4:42, fourth quarter on Kirk and CentralMoInfo.com.
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to? Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like they used to. That's where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Count on us to find out what's wrong and do the right things to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at columbiaorthogroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group, defining excellence.
Borgia leads Mobley, 4:40 to go. Far side, Cole Weber. He's that 6'3 guard off the bench who can shoot, I just referenced. Brinkman right side, a couple of jabs, dribbles off screen left, passes near side. Weber rips through, scoops near corner. Struberg behind the back, kicks it, stays with Borgia. 4:18 to go. Up 53-38, right block layup. Brinkman blocked off the backboard, but a foul called on Kester.
Pretty clean, but when you swing, you're going to get tagged with a foul.
And he's got four. So Brinkman to the line. Brinkman, a left-hander, puts it up and out. Moberly, 14-10 on the year. Lost Savion Thorpe in the first semester to a season-ending compound fracture in his right leg. He's attended every game since, has two free throws missed. Bell navigates near side, step-back jumper, pops out left, but he draws a foul and free throws.
It's always that great debate, great question with you lose a kid like this, what would it look like? What would tonight look like? Would it look any different?
A lot more room for Weitrich.
Well, that's part of it. I mean, You create space for each other when you got two sharpshooters. And that's not to diminish in any way. I thought these guys regrouped so well. And really a wonderful stretch of team basketball there. Really not far after the injury. You know, California tournament. Make a nice run. Battle the weather more than anything. And then some nice conference wins. Making tournament run.
First tournament championship.
I'm surprised that counted. That, I thought, hit off the clock above the backboard and went in, but they counted it.
Bell gets two, 53-40, Borgia. Middle of the fourth quarter. And I don't think you can say enough about what Moberly's done this year with all the adversity. Offensive foul. And Stewart takes the charge against Cole Weber, who's yet to get up.
Yeah, but he took the harder of it, as it almost ended up being an under, kind of got undercut, and yet he was the one that drove into the defender.
You could hear the crash pretty good there on the hardwood. Probably a lot of bone that just got bumped up there. 53-40, the lead for Borgia. 3:54 to play, fourth quarter.
As far as some Class 1 results, we had at least one thriller on the air. Linn County won tonight by 2 points. I think it was a shot with 4 seconds to go over Slater. Wasn't hurt too bad because he wanted to stay in the game, but he's going to have to come out.
I think he's just shaking it off.
So Linn County and Community R6 girls and the Green City girls both cruised. So that an anticipated matchup in the quarterfinals. That'll be at Salisbury on Saturday.
Very good spot for a quarterfinal. Just like Hannibal here, one of the few gyms in the area that actually has an overhang college-like scoreboard. Near wing three, Wietrich, right rim. Tipped around far side over the back. This will either be on Stewart or on Graves. And it is on Graves.
And how about the Hannibal folks that are working this tournament? Not only they get these two nights, but then they've got a sectional tomorrow night here. As, boy, that Milan Van Far boys game. How intriguing is that after the thriller at MACC that Van Far pulled out of the fire and won a championship? You know Milan's gunning for that. That one on Crest tomorrow.
Yeah, thrilling rematch. Left block layup. Schubert swatted off the backboard. Offensive rebound. Layup short for Smith. Rebound Moberly. Numbers ahead, but Smith, or Brinkman rather. And we get a whistle as we had an injured player for Borgia who's up. They want to wipe up the spot, but Smith just took 2 points away from Moberly. He blocked a pass at half court. That would have been a guaranteed run out, or Brinkman rather blocked it. Would have been a guaranteed run out for Moberly.
There's some grousing down on the Borgia end, but the injured player actually got upended by his own player. I saw it. It wasn't a Spartan player underneath. He took him out.
And if you're on the ground when the ball is headed your way, that's when they blow the whistle.
But my thought is Hannibal's crew here, they got to come back tomorrow and work a sectional game. Then you got the district finals on Friday, a busy time here at Hannibal.
With two of their own teams on Friday.
That'd be fun.
Be good for ticket sales, that's for sure. Right corner, Myers pumps, runner, swish. 55-40 Borgia, 3:14 to go. Wietrich, runner the other way, can't answer. Offensive rebound, Stone King. In traffic, kicks out. Swing near side, Stewart, right block, high off the window, in. He's
nicely
got six.
Done. Nicely done. Didn't get in too deep, just kind of almost pulled it up, just pushed it off the glass.
Moberly not quitting, left block, Lamb Smith, blocked from behind. Stone King right into the lap of Stewart. Smith had it low, Stone King swatted it. Wietrich, three off top to cut it to 10. Yes, sir.
Spartans aren't going away.
55-45, 2:43 to play. As Moberly gets a three up top from Wietrich after the Stewart bucket, and the seniors showing some bite as we get a 30-second timeout from St. Francis Borgia. Dave Nyer, 32nd-year head man, looks 6'8". Will Elbert and Brendan Smith right in the eyes.
You know, generally when I've come here, it's been a Moberly Hannibal matchup, and the crowd's been a little on the light side, especially for this facility. You got to really have a crowd to pack this place. But when we came in for Kirksville Hannibal, it was a tight game. It's great atmosphere. We had a good crowd here for that game. They're excited about Desi Jones and that group of Pirates, and then to put the girls with it, they'll have a good crowd here on Friday.
Get to see.
I hope the Spartans are here. I hope they come back and win this game.
Desi Jones been as good of a player as this program's seen, certainly in the 21st century, and fill it up, be his last game here no matter what, win or lose. 55-45, Moberly trails Borgia, 2:40 to go. District semifinals, the winner has Hannibal Friday. Far side, Brinkman. Moberly with some 1-2-2 pressure. Kester defends far side. Borgia's been patient at every turn today. Far corner, Struberg catches. Rips it middle. Smith flips out. Brinkman. Ball fake poke from behind. Loose, but it stays Borgia. That was the chance. 2:13, fourth quarter. Trap near midfloor. Myers near side. A sophomore rolls near. Into the middle, Smith. Kicks out. Near wing, Myers. Moberly just 5 team fouls.
And the Spartans, I was just going to say, still one more to give.
It's on Wietrich. So if you're thinking about the big men and wondering what do they shoot, well, Brendan Smith's at 49% and Will Elbert is at 59%. Jackson Miller comes in, and this might be to give a foul. It is. They'll send Trey Kester out. Smart move by Cord Hagedorn because he's got 4. 2 minutes to play, 55-45, Borgia's lead. Struberg dances front court. Graves defends. Near carry, there's the call from Peyton Matthews. He's on top of it.
So you get the ball without having to foul and let them shoot free throws.
Minute 51 to play. Borgia leads 55-45. Far wing Wietrich. Dribbles off the stagger screen. Between the legs. Kick out near corner. 3 from Graves. Got to have it. Right rim. Offensive rebound, Graves. Into the middle. Stone King. Bounce pass. Right block. Lamp. Stewart. What a find. 55-47 Borgia. Minute and a half to go. Cross court. Smith into the front court. Foul from behind Wietrich, and that'll send the 49% shooter to the line. Just 2 on Wietrich.
So many people committed to Wietrich on the defensive end. There were openings that last time. Good job by Landon Graves. After he shot, he went to the basket, didn't fall away, got the loose ball to Stone King, and a really nice pass to Stewart.
And Smith drains the free throw. ...56-47 Borgia, minute 21 to play. Smith bends, releases, and makes the second. 57-47 Borgia, minute 24th quarter. Wietrich sidesteps into a 25-footer, no problem. 23 for the senior, 57-50, Moberly's deficit, minute 14, fourth quarter on 99.9 The Captain and CentralMoInfo.com. 30-second timeout on the floor in the district semifinals on regional radio.
Do you have some uninvited guests living in your home? Then you need to call the Bugbusters at Pest Pro Solutions in Shelbina. Michael and his team of professionals will rid your home of meddlesome pests effectively and to your complete satisfaction. The pros at Pest Pro Solutions understand how important your four-legged family members are and use only pest-safe formulas. Call them today at 660-651-0512. For your convenience, you'll have the same technician from start to finish. You can also visit their website at pestpromissouri.com.
As many as 19 early in the fourth, now down just 7 with a minute 14 to go in the district semifinals. 57-50 Borgia. Inbound backcourt. Struberg near corner. Pitch and catch with Myers. Couple of ball fakes into the front court. Borgia Far side, Myers. Bounce pass right corner. Got a foul, and it's Weber. Although he's an 84% shooter. Back in after he took that hard spill.
But you didn't have a lot of choice. Borgia team's well schooled.
57-50, Borgia. 57 seconds left. Nobody underneath for Borgia. A miss, and it's Moberly's ball. But a swish instead. Fifty-seven seconds left. Weber's second. The junior up. Front rim. Rebound Kester. Mobley down eight. 55 seconds left. Spartans into the front court. Hand off Wheatrich. It's his show, but he turns it over. And a foul called on Wheatrich. Try to dribble through about three guys. And
well, they're running so many defenders at him. It's from all angles. And yet, you know, he's a guy you want to at least have a chance. Make a play, make a shot, or set somebody up. But spin, dribble, loss, a handle.
Cort Hagedorn said this morning, I'd give anything just to have a chance. Just happy to be here. Just wanted a chance late, and they had it. And I'd say he'll probably be pretty proud of this effort down the stretch as Brinkman makes the first.
Well, Desi Jones sitting across the way, sizing him up.
And he'll get a crack at Borgia in the district finals. 60-50 Borgia, 48 seconds left. Wheatrich left side, blocking foul call. And that is a 1-1 for Wheatrich. Not a wise foul on Borgia's behalf. Wheatrich, three-time second-team all-conference, guaranteed first team all conference this year. He'll be a back to back Crest All Star as he's been as good as any scorer in the Crest area this year. 24 tonight to match his season average.
Well, the conference has had some big scores this year.
That's 1,540 points on the dot for Wheatrich. 60-52 Borgia, 45 seconds left.
Too often you're in the NCMC, you have three kids over 25 points per game. That's
Desi Jones, terrific. One of those guys who you just mentioned. Jace Lance at Marshall, at 44. Unfortunately, both of them had big games against Moberly, too.
They did. And Marshall doesn't want to see Desi Jones again. He set the Hannibal scoring record as a junior, and then he came back a senior year and bettered it when he scored 50.
Foul on Wheatrich. More free throws for Borgia. The lead for Borgia. 42 seconds left. Weber's free throw is true. I always say easier to slow the game down than speed it up. It'll be interesting to see what the matchup's like between the ultra-quick Desi Jones and the ultra-methodical St. Francis Borgia. 62-52, Mobley's deficit, 40 seconds, fourth quarter. Far side, Wheatrich elevates for three. Are you kidding? This kid hits the toughest shots you'll see. 62-55, Borgia's lead, a 35 seconds, fourth quarter, and a quick timeout for Cort Hagedorn and the Spartans. That is 28 for the senior. He scored 31 last night against Warrington, a team that he previously scored 35 against in an overtime win. Oh, yeah. This kid has had some games for the ages this year. 62-55, the lead for Borgia, 35 seconds left. Brad, as we start to talk the future here, we'll see if Moberly can pull off a miracle here, but Wheatrich has an offer from Moberly Area Community College, receiving votes in the national polls. We'll see if he can adapt athletically, but he can hit some tough shots, and it'll be really interesting to see what he does on a night when he's on. Watch out.
Yeah, the shot's not it. The defensive end is what's going to make him a college player. If he can adapt, he can figure out ways where he can guard, because that's really the game changer when you step to the next level.
Borgia wants a timeout. It gets it. Court Hagedorn wants to know if they'll put it be in the corner. He puts the ball down graciously. Let me help you out, sir. 62-55, the lead for St. Francis Borgia. It is a full timeout, 31 seconds to play. But yeah, his brother Tanner to our right, and All-State basketball player as well. Now the shortstop at Iowa, Savion Thorpe, will see what's next for him. Hopefully he can get back on his basketball feet.
It's good to see him walking on the crutches. You know, saw that senior night, his 1,000th point. Did not have to go out with crutches.
Cord said Landon Graves still would like to play small school football. He mentioned Westminster as a possibility, where Ben Hyman plays. Gavin Stewart, not sure what's next for him just yet, but this was a deep senior class. 2 1,000-point scorers. Trey Kester, in his 2 years at the school, really big impact player. He had 26 at Kirksville, a career high. We're talking about what Mobley's been able to overcome through adversity this year. 3 wins against rival Kirksville. Not a bad feat. Sweat Mexico. Kirksville fell to Hannibal earlier tonight. 62-55. Borgia leads Mobley. 31 seconds to go. Inbound Myers in the backcourt. Trapped along the baseline. Rolls it middle. Brinkman, it's kicked. But he recovers. Gets it off far side into the front court. Lob middle, Elbert, right block, layup, right rim, but a foul call.
That almost works out well for the Spartans.
You were going to foul anyway, and it would have been double bonus anyway.
I'm assuming this kid as good as any as far as a choice, rather than one of the sharpshooting guards.
Yep, second best option, 59%. And he's too strong on the first. All you need is another Braden Weichrich and 1-3, and then another 3 on top of that, and you're all tied. 62-55, Borgia, yep. 23 seconds left.
Sure, the Borgia bench was hoping the layup would go, but now trying to have to earn his points at the line, not going to do it.
Rebound Kester, outlet Weichrich far side. He has a seam, stops left wing, 30-footer off balance, can't bank it home. Rebound Smith, who outlets to an open Brinkman. He races left block, layup, and seals it. 64-55, Borgia, 5 seconds. 4-3, Weichrich from 30, can't drain it. Rebound Borgia, 64-55, St. Francis Borgia into the district finals to play host Hannibal. Mobley season concludes 14-11. We'll step aside, come back, award our player of the game. Court Hagedorn with us right after that, right here on 99.9 and CentralMoInfo.com.
Mizzou Mac offers you the best of both worlds. Mizzou Mac is a co-enrollment program that ensures acceptance to the University of Missouri. Experience everything university student life has to offer while enjoying the massive tuition savings of MACC. Capitalize on your A-plus program by using it toward your Mizzou Mac education. This just might be the smartest way to become a Tiger. Stop waiting and emerge as a Mizzou Mac student today. MACC, the college for you.
Side and Strippers has been by your side for 75 years. Don't miss the special anniversary savings. Get a John Deere 1023E tractor with a loader and mower deck for just $14,775. For just $17,975, we have discounted the remaining 2017 3032E tractors and added a loader. With 0% financing for 60 months, anyone can own a new John Deere this year. Check out the other anniversary savings at any of our 13 locations or sidenstrickers.com.
Offers end 2/28/2019. Some exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
Let's face it. Everyone loves to shop. From my experience of meeting a famous politician in the Hermes store in Paris,
to my unforgettable experience test driving my first 600 horsepower car, in which I said, "I'll take it," before it even hit 60 miles an hour.
We are pretty sure everyone has at least one unforgettable shopping experience. Hello. We are Carrie and
Ken,
founders of Income Store. Have you ever considered shopping for your next income? And we don't mean your next job. Did you know that you can walk into Income Store's website through a door on the left or a door on the right?
If you're just starting out or you simply have more time than money, you're going to enter our website on the left. If you've got more money than time, then definitely the right door is for you.
If you're looking to increase revenue in your home or business and would like to create a brand new, greatest shopping memory, all you have to do is change where you shop. Check out one of the two doors at IncomeStore.com.
That's IncomeStore.com.
'64-'55, St. Francis Borgia defeats Moberly. As the outstanding player of the game is brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Jeff Freeman Agency in Moberly, for all of your insurance needs, auto, home, life. We gave it to Braden Weitrich last night, but you got to give it to him again in his final contest. He had 28 points for the Spartans. Sonic, blissfully yours, Sweet Shop, Glenn's Garage Doors, Valentine Insurance Agency, Thomas Motors, KB Tire and Auto, World Finance and Tax Service, Subway with two locations, Pathway Memorial Funeral Home, Best Pro Solutions, B Craft Jewelry, all of Moberly, PK Wise Insurance Agency of Moberly, and Sellers Wise Insurance of Salisbury, Rebarco Incorporated of Rennick, Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected, Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia, Moberly Area Community College in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online, Samaritan Hospital of Macon, Science Trickers, your partner in growing a better tomorrow, our sponsors. Brad, any final thoughts on the boys' season?
Yeah, you know, Borgia just would not allow the Spartans a big run. It was a nice flurry at the end, just in scramble mode to try to make things happen. Oftentimes you'll see teams catch a little fire, force a turnover, get something here or there to make it interesting. But I thought overall Borgia just settled into their style. Very patient half-court offense. They've got the size to do it. You know, even when they pulled it out, maybe they lost a little bit of momentum, but I think even – you know, when they go in their delay game, it's organized delay. I mean, there's purpose to what they're doing out there. It's not just running all over the half court. I mean, there's organization there. If they get a layup, they take it. Got the size. That there's certain things you can't overcome. But I Moberly really tested them at times, tried to get the ball into the painted area, get some shots, didn't just settle for threes. Even though you knew that was going to be a part of it, you had to have the three ball. But you know, Weitrich puts up big numbers. You needed, you know, again, kind of like the girls, you need that third big score against a team that's favored over you. And just didn't quite have that tonight. You know, better team won tonight.
Yeah, for sure. So. And I think they'll give Hannibal a
that's going to be a good matchup. I don't know how to size that up. I think Desi's going to give him some problems. You know, I saw Moberly guards were able to get into the lane. Now what you do with it once you're in there is another thing, but he's got that ability to score at different angles. He can shoot the three, but also if they come at him, he's probably maybe one of the more underrated passers in this area. He's really good at setting up teammates. It'll be interesting. They'll have the crowd behind him. It'll be rocking and rolling.
He's Brad Boyer. I'm Eric Duick. We'll step aside. Court Hagedorn with us next on the postgame. 64-55, the victory for St. Francis Borgia at Hannibal High School.
Mizzou Mac offers you the best of both worlds. Mizzou Mac is a co-enrollment program that ensures acceptance to the University of Missouri. Experience everything university student life has to offer while enjoying the massive tuition savings of MACC. Capitalize on your A-plus program by using it toward your Mizzou Mac education. This just might be the smartest way to become a Tiger. Stop waiting and emerge as a Mizzou Mac student today. MACC, the college for you.
This News Minute is brought to you by Don's Family Style Buffet in Huntsville, the home of the best fried chicken around, except for moms.
Court Hagedorn comes to join us post-game here, head man of the Moberly Spartans after a 64-55 loss to St. Francis Borgia. We appreciate you joining us post-game. What was your message to the Spartans in the locker room?
I think our message was – actually, I know our message was there weren't very many games where you could look at this year in our 25 where these guys didn't lay it out of there on the line and play pretty hard. Our execution wasn't always the best, but I think our effort was there night in, night out. And there's some teams that you can't say that about all the time. And, you know, you got down 15 tonight against a team that's really, really good and could go on and win our district and move on. And you know, we cut it to five or six and just kept fighting and clawing and finding ways to put guys, you know, in positions. And we just didn't do enough there in the second and third, you know, in the third quarter, probably, I guess, to get that 15-point deficit to keep it close. But these guys did what we needed them to do late, and we did enough things to make it a game, and we just couldn't make enough plays throughout the whole night.
What was the difference there in that third quarter when they were able to bring it up to 19 before you cut it to 7?
You know, some of our shots were long, ended up long rebounds and runouts. We couldn't keep the Brinkman kid from going left and getting to the basket. When they did miss, we didn't get enough, you know, because he was beating us off the bounce, we were having to help, and then we couldn't get the rebounds. And so they were able to kind of mix and match and get the boards, you know, and second chance and third chances. And then they hit some free throws there down the stretch. And, you know, we needed the 33 to miss one. And the one-on-ones that he makes both, and then somebody does miss it. You know, it was what it was, and those effort, you know, the effort was there. Just execution wasn't all that great at times.
We're talking about Mobley's Court Hagedorn, a 64-55 loss to St. Francis Borgia. Kind of goes back to your first answer, but you lose an All-State caliber player to a season-ending injury, various points of adversity through the year, get to 14 wins. Beat Kirksville three times, Mexico a couple of times, win a tournament championship. How pleased were you with the season overall and overcoming some of what you had to overcome?
We, you know, you think about the night where the injury occurred and we're sitting at 5-2, and we didn't know, you know, you look at the schedule, of course, everything's down at that night, but you look at the schedule and you go, all right, I don't know how many wins are out there for us. And we didn't know roles at that time and where it was going to be. And I thought our roles, we kind of found those as we went, you know. And I think one of our biggest wins and may have jump-started us and said, okay, was probably the Fulton game at the California tournament. We were able to win that one, and it got us into the winner's bracket. And then, you know, the two- or three-game stretch where we beat Kirksville in the Macon tournament, and then we beat Fulton again, and then we beat Centralia, you know. And so that's – those are memories that we're going to have, and hopefully these guys know that, you know, I think Braden said it after that Centralia, that was the first championship he had won in Moberly, and he's going to be over, you know, the second leading scorer in Moberly history as we end our year. And so that's a big accomplishment, and to do it after losing Savion, you know, I like to think that other guys that we could do it and know. And I think we stayed together pretty well, and a lot of it was playing hard all night, you know. So that's kind of what I'll remember and think. You know, we could have – I think we ended up 9-9 after the injury and 5-2 before. So I think when you look at our schedule and the tough people that we play night in and night out, I don't know if people would have gave us 9 wins after that. So, and I don't know if we'd have gave ourselves 9 wins. So we'll take it and celebrate it later on. But obviously this one hurts tonight just because we don't have an opportunity to play again.
Lovely Spartans head coach, Court Hagedorn. It's been an absolute pleasure and a great year, like you said, no doubt about it.
Eric, appreciate all your coverage and the talks we had and everything else and the post games and pre games and things. So you guys are top notch, and you know, and I hope our kids understand how awesome it is to have this radio station to take care of us.
Thanks so much. We'll see you at the Crest All-Star Banquet.
Absolutely. Thanks. Appreciate the coverage.
That is Moberly's Court Hagedorn. For Brad Boyer and Jeremy Carter, I'm Eric Duick, signing off from Hannibal High School. Thank you.